And now this is a dictation for Jan Hubbell, H-U-B-B-E-L-L, March 1348, address as a letter to Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N-D-O, 668-0423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, follow up for Mr. Hubbell. He goes by Ken, K-E-N. Last visit, August, underlying chronic renal failure, denies hospital admission. He also follows with Dr. Darko, D-A-R-K-O, for liver cirrhosis, denies nausea, vomiting, takes TAMS as needed for reflux, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no melena, sang nocturia, causes insomnia, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, minor nose bleeding, presently no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, orthopnea, PAD, review system done being negative, medication list review, notice the LASIX, eplerenone, E, P as in Paul, L-E-R-E-N-O-N-E for the liver cirrhosis, oncoric, blood pressure by nurse 122.64, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, there is a loud aortic systolic murmur, the last cardiac cath and echocardiogram is from 2021, moderate to severe aortic stenosis, no ascites tenderness, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, recent chemistry is August, creatinine 1.16, which is actually one of his best. Present GFR will be upper 50s, stage 3. A normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, minor low sodium 136. There is anemia 11.1, large red blood cells 107, low platelet count 104. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable or improvement, no progression or symptoms, blood pressure normal, underlying liver cirrhosis, but no ascites, peritonitis, encephalopathy, or active gastrointestinal bleeding, does have anemia, macro, MA, macrocytosis, as well as low platelets, no bleeding, other chemistries are stable, needs an update of echocardiogram because of the moderate to severe aortic stenosis, stable dyspnea, presently no chest pain palpitation syncope, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, all issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation,